Well, Gary, I'd imagine you're a pretty frustrating manager tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a disappointing game. We've conceded goals at the start of each half, and especially the one at the start of the second half. It gave them the impetus of being on top. They didn't have to chase a game. And after that we huffed and puffed but really didn't do enough to get back in the game. And we've had another couple of injuries, so we've had to change the side round. But we didn't do enough to win the game today, to be honest.
In the first half, obviously the start wasn't what you were looking for, but you had enough chances to go in well ahead, if you like.
Oh, massively. I said that at half time. We'd reacted very well to go in a goal behind after 3 minutes, and they were very fortunate to come in at 1-1. And then you're looking for the momentum. If we wouldn't have conceded, we'd have kept up that kind of play. The wind seemed to pick up, and we've gifted them another goal right at the start of the second half. And to be fair to them, they defended well and played on the break. And we just didn't have enough today.
And also the chances seemed to dry up for you in the second half.
Yeah, they did. As I said, we huffed and puffed. We didn't cause them enough problems. And probably, if I was going to be brutally honest, if there was going to be another goal, it looked like they were going to score the goal rather than ourselves, which is frustrating.
And how much of a dent is this to the overall goal?
Of course it's a dent, but there's 18 points to play for us. And I've just said in the dressing room, some results will have gone for us, some haven't. We're in the middle of a big pack of teams who there's probably still about 8 or 9 teams chasing 4 places, and we've just got to keep our resolve. We need a bit of luck with injuries. It's very hard that virtually every game we play you're having to juggle things around, bring him in on there, and as much as they're experienced players, it's still hard when you're changing a team lineup as we have repeatedly after 15 minutes.
And also, your injuries have come at the wrong time, because every game this time is a big game, and Buxton is personification of that.
It is. Buxton have had they've had a good win today, but we'll go up there and we'll probably won't train on Tuesday. We'll come in Thursday, see what available bodies we've got, and prepare from there. But we're more than capable of going to Buxton and getting results. No fear about that.